Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. Yeah, to be honest, I haven't been recording for at least 2 weeks because we were sick. And of course, Andrew required faster than me, and until now I still have a bit of cough left, but basically I'm feeling a lot more better now. So recently there's this one thought that keep coming to me that makes me feel a bit of homesick and nostalgic, and it then reminds me of why do people have the urge to remain in the past and yesterday. And a lot of the time, it's not just about, bad memories and all, but sometimes even you feel like you wanted to still relive the moment that is so good in the past. So today, as you guys have already seen from the topic itself, I'm going to talk about why the urge to remain in yesterday. So I'll break it down into two ways, which is one about the bad memories and another one with the good memories. Yeah, so let's get started with the bad one first, which probably people might be more familiar with. So a lot of the time, people that often get stuck in those bad memories and all, they probably have a very traumatic experience back then. And a lot of the time, it's very difficult for them to move on. It's not like they have a choice that they don't want to, but it's just not that easy to, process everything, process the memory itself, process the event itself, process the emotions, the feelings that a person experienced during that moment itself. And after you process everything, then you get to move on. It's not that easy. It's always easier being said than being done. So for people that have a very traumatic experience back before that, they often get stuck in this past and they feel like they are reliving those moments. So those very bad memories just keep coming to them, and it seems so real to them that they feel like they keep reliving those moments. It is actually a very scary thing for people who are experiencing that. So they often get stuck in the cycle of keep thinking about it, and because they have so much fear about that, they don't want that to happen again, so they have a very intense fear about it. And because of this, like, keep thinking and keep trying to avoid it, it will then lead you to, the more you think about it, the more fear you experience it, and then it's even harder for you to move on because you keep thinking about it. And so a lot of the time, especially like people probably with PTSD or depression and anxiety, they couldn't help themselves but keep thinking about all this bad memories, bad experiences that they had. They, even in their daily life, even something small can become a trigger to them, to trigger those moments, those thoughts that comes to their mind immediately again and again. And because of them being reminded of those past, probably they will get into like ruminating over this kind of stuff, and this will then, and because of this difficulties in controlling their thoughts, they will get trapped in a vicious cycle that leads them to keep thinking about it, keep feeling like they are reliving those moments. It's very difficult for them, and it's often until they get help from professionals to help them with dealing with these thoughts, then they kind of get to move on and get to process all these moments. So so apart from people that that's struggling with their mental health problems, actually in our normal life, we can somehow experience that ourselves as well. So sometimes, there might be thoughts that comes to you that we are often unaware that if we don't move on from something that happened yesterday or the day before that, we'll keep thinking about it until the moment that we move on. Or else we are keep reminded of that, and that affect us so much. It's not only affecting how we're thinking about stuff, dealing with stuff in front of us, and also our emotions, our mental well-being so much. Because, you know, those bad memories, of course no one like bad memories, and those things will just keep reminding you about probably something you did wrong yesterday, or probably something just didn't go as well as you have imagined it to be, and that just keep coming to you until you're aware that, oh no, I'm stuck in those, like, you know, endless cycle of keep thinking about it. Yeah, I need to stop now. Yeah. So we experience it in our daily life as well, and it requires a lot of self-awareness for us to, like, yeah, it's time to stop. Yeah, so so sometimes it happens a bit more to people who are less flexible and embracing change and embracing unexpected stuff that comes to them. Yeah, so because they find it more difficult to accept change, and also and then it leads them to having a higher likelihood of getting stuck in the past. Yeah, so but we shouldn't deny that some experiences are really, really more difficult, and it probably requires the professionals to help you in dealing with it. Yeah. So apart from, you know, bad memories, let's move on to the good one. Yeah. For the first second, maybe you would be thinking, like, why the good one? Yeah. Why can't we just, you know, keep thinking about the good memories that we have? Isn't it bringing joy to us? But yeah, if you give it a second thought, there probably might be some negative impact as well. So let me get into it. Yeah. So when we talk about good memories, sometimes we just, you know, it's so wonderful, it's so amazing in the past that we want to keep reliving those moments because it brings us so much joy, so much happiness, so much, you know, basically everything just is just so beautiful. But sometimes things are so good in your memories that you couldn't accept the present that is not up to that standard. You know, you get what I mean? Yeah. So, but then every day is actually different. You couldn't expect every day to turn out to be the same over and over again, like the one in your memory. Yeah. And of course, there's a lot of uncontrollable factors that might affect how things turn out every day. Yeah, maybe the weather is not that good today, and so it affects how you feel, and everything is just uncontrollable. I mean, not everything, but there's just a lot of uncontrollable variables in our life. Yeah. And sometimes you might have higher expectation if you keep getting yourself stuck in those so-called good memories, because you have higher expectation and you don't feel satisfied with anything that is in the present, because you're actually not living in the present. But we should be reminding ourselves that the only constant in life is actually change. Because there's a lot of factors that will be affecting how things turn out, so we actually have to learn how to embrace changes. Yeah. And instead of expecting and wanting the same situation or scenario to happen again and again, which is unlikely to happen, yeah, it's probably better for us to, you know, get ourselves up to create something else or something better in the present. Yeah. It's only when you live in the moment itself, you get to experience things in different ways, and you get to see things in different perspectives and as well. Yeah. So although sometimes we might be nostalgic, but when we look at the science behind nostalgia, a lot of the time our memories are actually distorted. So our memories are actually what our brain wants us to remember, which sometimes it is a distorted version of some of the memory, and because our brain just wants us to remember the very positive part, and it automatically filters out the negative emotions. And it is often the idealized version of the life that we hang on to. We keep thinking that, yeah, we want that, but actually our brain idealized that because it filtered out all the negative parts, negative emotions, and the thing that makes you feel so strong in you is actually the positive emotions and feelings that you feel during that memories itself. Not so much about the memories, because your brain can actually distort these memories. Yeah. And I actually quite agree with this science behind nostalgia, because yeah, recently there's a lot of stuff that keeps reminds me about my good memories back in Malaysia, especially during those times that I spent with my families and friends. But when I give it a second thought after I read about, you know, the science behind nostalgia, yeah, actually I couldn't remember vividly those so-called good memories. I couldn't actually describe in a very detailed way. But the thing that is so strong in me that I feel like I want to go back to that moment is actually the positive emotions, positive feelings that I felt. Yeah. And I don't know, probably my brain also intensified the feelings as well. So it becomes a lot more stronger than it's supposed to be. Yeah. And so it makes me realize that, yeah, sometimes it's just our brain that has idealized the whole memories and beautified the whole memories itself. Yeah. So when we step out from it and look from a more rational perspective, you will see that, yeah, actually, it's probably us overly intensified those experiences. Yeah. So now let's move on to the why. Yeah, why the urge? So I guess the main reason behind both positive and negative emotions and memories are we aren't flexible enough to embrace and accept change. Of course, because of evolutionary reasons, human beings don't like uncertainties. Yeah, because it feels like we're out of control and we don't know what's going to happen the next second. And because of that, we are put into the fight or flight situation a lot of time, and we don't feel comfortable with that. But actually, we are quite resilient. Yeah, just that we don't notice it. Things could be difficult and life is never easy. I guess everyone could will agree on this. Yeah, but we're actually able to go through things. We will grow stronger when we are going through things, and a lot of time we're actually very resilient. Yeah, you probably won't notice it until you get through something, and especially those very difficult times yourself. And after you get through that, when you look back at it, yeah, actually I'm so resilient that I went through that. And yeah, so I guess everyone should take a second here to, you know, reflect on anything that you did that is so resilient. And yeah, I guess you probably will end up feeling like you deserve a pat on the shoulder that, yeah, you did well, you're so resilient. Yeah. So, and the third thing that I think contribute to the why is we usually don't believe in ourselves enough that we could embrace the change. Yeah. And it's normal that we feel fearful. Like I said earlier, the evolutionary reasons that our brain want to protect us from any threat. But if we try to reassure ourselves a little bit more and telling ourselves like, yeah, it's okay, you will go through it. Yeah, we could actually slowly go through things. It, of course, it might not be easy and it's not that straightforward. It's not like a very easy thing for anyone to do. But if you take one step at a time, it's actually doable. It might be challenging along the journey itself, but it's actually doable. Yeah. So I guess that's all about my thoughts on, yeah, why the urge to remain in yesterday. Yeah. So if you do have any other ideas or thoughts that you think could contribute to this, feel free to comment down below or send us a DM. If you want to discuss it more with me, I'm open to it. And other than that, I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcasts website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the username of InkThoughtsPod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.